We tried to outline yesterday most of the basic questions on the most of the basic questions on the Mishnah, but there was still a lot that we needed to fill in terms of the Rishonim. So let us try to do some of that. So let's just see the Mishnah again. Kosa Hamad al Kosa Chatzer Shenaf al. Yeah, the Kosa in a Chatzer which falls in Chayven Osolim Noso Ad Arba Amos. You make him pay to build it up until 4 amos. It's assumed that he paid unless he can bring a raya that he didn't pay. Which means that if one person claims that he built that he paid for everything, and the other person said he paid his part, then the one who is the defendant is, I guess we'll call it believed, does not have to pay until the other person brings a raya that he did not pay. How do you bring a raya that he didn't pay? So Rashi had said it's sufficient to bring a raya, right, that there was a tviya, that there were eidim, that you were toveya the money. Once you were toveya the money, again, I think what Ruben suggested yesterday is that flips the chazaka. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But once you do that, at least there's a, we'll call it a reyasa. There's a, something to be said that maybe he didn't do it. But again, it seemed, at least on the surface, a very difficult shot. So, are there any alternatives? I saw quoted from the Piskei Rid. That Enochanami, that we're talking about a situation. In which the Eidim come this is what it was. We're talking about a situation like this. He builds the Eidim come and say he asked him for money. And they're asking him for money in ER. And he asked him for money in ER and he says, and the Edom say that he asked him for money and he didn't pay. But the guy Tainas, it's a little bit of a technical okimta, but maybe at least it answers our question. He brings Eidim that he asked him for money in ER, and he says, I paid. Okay. Then they ask him, when did you pay? And he says that he paid in afterwards. He paid after the time that the Eidim came. No. Not paid. He brings Eidim that he is going to pay. He says, Einachanami, so Eidim come, the Toveya brings Eidim that he said in Nisan, right, that he will pay. Which means that it's clear that as of now, he's admitting that he did not pay. But then when he gives his claim to Beis Din, he claims he paid in Adar. Meaning that he paid before these Eidim. So now, what has he done? He's undermined his own claim, because he's showing that his taina, Mineu Bey, is a lie. Once that's true, then you prove that it's Bechezka Shilonasa and Achayavi Yiraya Shinasa. Then he loses, that's a proof that he did not pay. Why? Because he loses all of his nemos. So again, it doesn't read as well in the Lashon of the Gemara, but it certainly answers our question on Rashi. Right? If our question on Rashi was why is it sufficient just to bring witnesses that he asked him for the money and he didn't pay, that doesn't mean that he still didn't pay. Maybe he paid 2 weeks later. What does it help that there was an outstanding loan? That doesn't mean that it's a raya shelo nasan. So this is at least a raya shelo nasan, meaning there can't be an alternative raya because he's proven himself to be a liar. Answers the question. Right? Not the best of answers, but again, I think we can appreciate what he was struggling with. Right? In trying to answer the question. The other answer, which is brought by some of the Rishonim, is that.
How do you have to issue that? How does that prove that when the Edom asked him to pay, he didn't already pay?
It doesn't. What?
Adar comes from Edom's right?
Yes. So he claims he already paid in Adar.
Yeah, and the Edom came in Nisan and said.
He said in Nisan, I will pay. So l'shitasa, right? They're just within what his two claims are contradictory. That makes it proof shelo nasan. Because again, you can't prove it otherwise. The only other alternative is that there was from the time that the wall was complete until now. They've been together, and they haven't paid for the money. Those seem to be the best of the not great options. Again, Rashi seems to be saying something a little bit different, but again, not 100% clear exactly why Rashi. Why Rashi turns that way is because it's a much simpler pshat. It's a much simpler pshat, but again, in terms of being able to prove it, not so simple. Not so simple. Okay, good. The three outstanding issues that we had, I think, unless you have more, are three and a half, are as follows. One was the question was, if we said that the, what can we call him, Reuven? Right, Reuven, who's building, wants to build up the wall higher. For today, we're going to use 5 amos instead of 10 amos. Just because I want to make it clear that it doesn't have to be something extreme. So the extra amma that he's going to build, so Reuven wants to build, instead of Reuven can force Shimon to build up the 4 ammas, they're going to split it. Shimon says, Reuven says, I want to build another amma, and Shimon does not want, you can't force him to pay. Good. Good. That's what the Mishnah says. So there were several issues that we need to figure out. One was, can Shimon stop him from doing it? Right? Can Shimon say, you're blocking my light, you're blocking my air, you're on my property? Because again, the wall is 50-50, right? It's on each of our properties. That is one issue. The next issue is, why does he have to pay at all? Again, sorry. Why, if he's samach lokoso acher and he puts a roof on top, why does he have to pay? What's the mechayev? And then three is why the next step, why should he have to pay before he puts up the wall? Those are, I think, the three primary outstanding issues that we have. Okay, so in terms of issue number one, right, can he stop him? Can he stop him? So Ritva says, Mi'arba amosel ma'ala ei mechayv, so ushma min the second line, so Reuven can't force Shimon to pay. But if Shimon wants to protest that you cannot build there, Eino Rashai. He's not able to. So again, even though this wall, this is the border between the two.
And the wall is going on to both of their properties. Both of their properties. Right? So Reuven is here, and Shimon is here. And Reuven wants to build up, even though he's going to be building on Shimon's side, Shimon cannot stop him. Reuven can't force him to pay, but Shimon cannot stop him. I'm not sure, and maybe you guys can, what would we have thought? If I asked you this question without seeing the Rishonim, I'm not sure what is more intuitive. But this is what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, right, Shimon can't stop Reuven from building above Dodo's.
Okay. The Rush disagrees. Let's look at the Rush. Says the Rush in Simin Ches. The coastal of the Chazal, which falls, you can mechayv to build up to four amos. We assume that he paid, unless he brings right. They did not pay. Why do we assume that he pays? So Rashi said, because everybody knows that you are can force him to pay, and no good Jew is going to pay on his own if he can force his neighbor to contribute. So it must be that he contributed, unless you can prove otherwise. How would he prove otherwise? So again, that's one way that you can prove. Otherwise, he says he didn't pay. Midale, I'm a sulamayloi mechayv nosov and four up, but you cannot be mechayv him. Some of it goes like half a bishalo and asnav zatikra. If you put another wall next to it, even though you did not put it on top of the wall, the ceiling, I'm sorry, the roof. Megal and Avzakoyim, you can be mechayv for every game mechayv. So not you, Rashi Nasan, and we assume that he did not pay. Let's bring out they paid fine. Yei ra'e. Now Yei ra'e always introduces that it's a svara. The Rosh has a svara to say. It appears to me. So this that it says that you're not going to mechayv him. Ain't the farish. Chiyuvehu de lo mechayvin and lay. Ava yochad nosim al korcho. Don't say, well, we'll fill in, like the Ritva. This was exactly the Ritva's diuk. The Ritva's diuk, that there is no chiyuv. You can't be mechayv him to pay. But it certainly doesn't sound like the other guy could stop him. I could put it up. I just can't make him pay for it. But I want it up. I could put it up. Says Rashi, don't be medayik like that. Dehalesa. It's just not true. Why is it not true? Sharei avir shagabe hakosa. Because when it comes to the air above the wall, chesil shel chavero. Half of it, right, when Reuven comes to build on top of that wall straight up, half of it is in Shimon's property. Half of it is in Shimon's property on the wall that Shimon owns 50% of. Ve'enu yochel lemait aviro. Airspace has value. I am not, you are not allowed to infringe on his airspace. Why not? Stam, because I just don't want you to build there. Maybe, but maybe not. But he has a real taina. The Visha Yachal Omer could say, "Ani rotzel ishtamesh achatzah kosa shel shali." I want to use it. What I want to do with it? Maybe I want to put my roof over there instead of having to raise my roof. Maybe I want to put a lounge chair on top of it. I don't know. I mean, I guess that might be a degree of problem. But I want to use it for. I want to put some plants up there. I don't know what I want to do. It's my space. The same way, if I want to put something on top of my roof. I can put something on my roof. I want to put something on top of my coastal. I can put something on top of my coastal. Oh, I am a mocker evne. Or maybe tomorrow, or I'm going to want to build something. Ve'esmo ha'koros al coastal. Maybe I'll just even want to lean beams on there. And I don't need your higher wall messing things up for me. Ve'esem mechitza daka shel nesarim. Va'amidena achatz yakoso shushali, and maybe I'll just build a little, a decorative wall that's very skinny, thin. That only goes on my side. That's what I want on my side. I don't want your nasty stone wall. So he has again, bekitzer, legitimate reasons that he might not want somebody to build on his wall. I might want to use it for myself. Well, sounds like a good taina. No? Sounds like a legitimate taina that the guy has going to Rush.
Okay. Right? What would be the hot meaning of that airspace that doesn't have value?
It's a good question, but the Ritva argues, right? The Ritva, meaning everything that the Rush has said right now becomes a kasha on the Ritva, right? Once the Rush presents his case this way, I think it is more compelling. And it behooves us, we're going to have to go back and try to figure out, well, where is the Ritva coming from? Again, airspace having value, again, he does not say that just like, I don't want your shadow. He doesn't go that far. Right, and a large, you know, it's going to infringe on my sitting out sun tanning because the sun is going to hit the wall and cast a bigger shadow on things. Maybe that doesn't have value. I don't know, but this is tangible value. I might want to use it, and it's mine. Oh. So we'll have to get back and see what the Ritva says. But before the Rush finishes up. Says the Ritva, Elohachi Kamer. So what's it talking about? Right? If you can't build there without asking me, so then what's the case of the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah certainly sounds like there's some situation in which you are building and then asking me for the money. If I tell you in advance, you know, do what you want, I'm not paying for it. So there's no chiddush of the Mishnah. So, right? Where the Ritva was probably coming from, so to answer the question, where the Ritva was probably coming from, was just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems pretty clear that he's building it, that he has the right to build it, now he's asking for the money. So it certainly seems like he has the right to build on top. Well, getting quizzical looks.
Yeah. I'm not understanding why the Ritva said, or how the Ritva can say that Shimon can't stop the Ritva from paying because they both own that wall.
Good. We'll answer that question. I'm going to answer that question. But before we answer that question, the last point that the Rush is trying to make is that the Rush has to explain that there is something going on here in the Mishnah. Meaning we have to find the scenario in which Reuven is building it without Shimon's agreement. Because otherwise, what's the chiddush that we're not going to be mechayev him about for? Right? If he tells them in advance, I'm not participating. Okay, so Shalom Aleichem, I need a Mishnah for that. He can tell him I'm not going to be participating in the whole Dalai Lama's at the bottom, and if he decides to build anyway, then maybe he's not going to invite him either. They can agree to whatever they want. Right? That's our constant tension in all of our cases in this Hezekiah stuff, that there has to be somebody who wants to try to get it out of somebody else. So if, according to the Rush, Shimon can stop Reuven, so what's the case of the Mishnah? So let's let the Rush finish up his job, then we'll flip back and try to understand the Ritva. So says the Rush, what's the case? Elah Yomer, im shasak v'lo micha. Reuven doesn't ask Shimon. He just continues building. But Shimon's watching him build. The Dalet Amos marker is clear. And he's still going up. He's still building another Amma. Ein mechaivinoso. You don't, Shimon does not have to contribute. What would have been the Hava Mina? Dilo Tema, don't say, Keva Cheshosak. Once he was quiet, then he called Lindos, Ulamai Dagiro. I'm letting you infringe on my air rights. So you know what that means? It means I don't care. It means that I'm Mochel in some way, or worse, not worse, or probably, I'm fine with it. Right? Vada Nikolai. The Dagat Lismos, Lo Kotel Aker, Rizal Tikra. Why would I be happy with it? Because nobody builds a structure with a roof that's only 4 amos tall. Sorry, Moshe. Nobody builds a structure with a roof that's... Why does nobody build a structure with a roof that's only 4 amos tall? Because he will likely hit his head. This is not Mefurish in the Rishonim, but I think that's the answer. I mean, that might not answer for 10 amos, but if we're done with 5 amos, if you're building something with a roof... And the assumption is that Dalai Lama is going to be where I can't see over. You're not going to build something where you're going to have to bend down every single time. If you're stuck, maybe you'll, but that's not normal.
According to you,
depends who's Dalai Lama's.
Right,
18 inches or 24 inches? Cousin ish? Okay.
Yes. According to this, is a proof against 24 because most people are
against 24 what?
24 inches.
Not a proof against.
I know it's not.
Again. That's based on a lot of other things. Oh! But wait, let's make this quick. So again, I added that in. That's not what the Rush says. Right? But I think you see the assumption of the Rush is that the only reason that I would want to go higher is to be so many coastal epsilon. I mean, that's what he's basically saying. Right? Without that extension, I mean, he's sort of making it into something, I would have no interest. So again, so what the Rush is saying is I would have thought that if I'm watching you building it and I don't protest and I'm Marushah. Either I want it up there or I want to save it for myself. And if I don't say anything, that doesn't mean that I'm just paranoid about it. It means that I probably want it. And therefore, I would have thought that we can be mechayiv. Kamash malam, until I do something that shows that I'm nicha, it's not enough to assume that I am nicha. And therefore, I am not obligated to pay. Right, I'll just finish up the last words of the Rush, then if there are any questions, and then we'll go back to understanding the Ritva in light of the Rush. But that is what I'm going to go. Kamash malon, the aim of God, no such a yes malon, go so out there. Why? Mishim de kuli amalab dina gemiri. Not everybody knows the halachos. Velo ha yodesh, you didn't know you could protest. Came to tap that close, Mishim de shneya. Why would you think you might not go to protest? Well, the bottom is kind of owned by both of us. So I'm not sure what the status is above. And therefore, again, all we need is that his silence is not a raya that he wants it. He might be willing to tolerate it. But through the chayim of the paper, he has to show that he wants it, and that is not a raya. Good? The Rush is clear? Oh. The shayla is, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the ritva? What's the pshat in the ritva? I own it. It's on my property. How can it be that I can't protest? How can I can't stop you? How can that I can't stop you from building up? So the Bach, the old Bach, the good Bachlik, right? The Bach in Simon Kufn and Zion says like this. And again, it's an interesting point because I think it reflects a little bit on some of the things that we have discussed already. I saw another ride this somewhere yesterday, and I wanted to show you guys. My brain's only working about 50% right now, so I'm not sure where I saw it. But if I find it again, I was thinking of you when I saw it. The box says like this. It really boils down to a question of how you define their shutfus in the kosel. Their shutfus in the kosel. Meaning, we said a similar chakira about the chatzer prior to being split, right? When we had a chatzer that was like this and belonged to Reuven and Shimon, and one of them wanted to split, our question was what's the pshat in the ownership of this when they own this together? Is it that they both own everything with 50% rights to it? Or they each own 50%, it's just not mavur which 50% it is. What's the nafkamina? Well, the nafkamina is going to be in this case. Because in this case, it's very easy to be able to say which 50% it is, because 50% is on my property, and 50% is on your property. But if the nature of shutfus is such that when we do something jointly, is that the shutfus owns it, then the ritva begins to make some sense. Right? It's not the pshat. Who are you to stop it? Again, you're a day in the shutvas, but once we have this wall together, so again, maybe I can make you pay for it, but it doesn't belong to you more than it belongs to me. If it's the pshat, let's take the other side first. The Rush is assuming, says the Bach, that I own this 50%, and you own this 50%. And it happens to be there are wall joined in the middle. But really, three tefachim belongs to me, and three tefachim belongs to you. So now that you want to build, what are you building on? My wall! I can stop you or do whatever I want when it comes to what is happening on top of my wall. I can completely stop you. But the wall that belongs to the Shutzbus, so the nature of the Shutzbus is that we combine the purpose of making a wall. So fine, I'm not going to pay for it, but this is Meshuggah for the purpose of wall. So if I want to go up until Namibda Bavel, as long as I'm willing to pay for it, that's the nature of what our Shutzbus is. And that would be the Ritva's response. The Ritva, again, it would be a Machlokes Ilmandus as to what the nature is of their ownership of this wall. Is it that they have mutual benefit and they need to kind of join together, but they really each own 50%, which I think might be the way that we would have normally thought about it. In which case, it only makes sense to say like the Rush. Because why should you have any rights to infringe on my half of the wall above whatever we're required to do up Yalacha without even asking me? Okay, we can discuss your rate. There might be other halachas that would... But basically, you're coming into my territory. So if I'm mocha, the same way... Again, it wasn't explicit in all the Rishon, but I think they all agree. If the... In the case of the makif and the nikaf on Dabdalin, if the nikaf stands up and says, I don't want you to put up a wall... He could stop him from putting up the wall. He's on his property. And if it's not, he still doesn't have to pay for it. Right? Because his deal with das means something. So here, if it's the pshat that the wall belongs to me on my side, you can't build up. You can't build up. That's the ora. That's the Bach says is the machlokas between the Rush and the Rush and the Ritva. If the pshat in Shutvas is that it's one entity, so then, if this is our entity, it's about building walls, then I can continue to build up. If it's not about building walls, but it's about my 50%, that I'm able to stop you. Oh, beautiful. That is point number one. That is point number one. The next kasha is, why does he have to pay it off? So when he puts the kosalaka, so now he comes along, now Shimon comes along, and he builds his wall, over here. And again, now it comes down to two questions. One is, he's going to put the roof up, and now he has to pay. And the second one is that he has to pay, even before he puts that roof up. Right? The question is, why do both of them? Why do both of them? Yeah.
Are we saying that person A is allowed to build on it because it's his? Meaning, if person B wants to, not person B. If Shimon wants to build, if
Ruben according to the Rush, according to the Ritva. Okay.
If Ruben wants to build on it, he could because he owns it. And it's the same thing for Shimon. If Shimon wants to build on it, he also could. But they both can't stop each other. I mean, they can add on, but they can't stop one another.
Right. Because it's basically their relationship is a relationship of building a wall. If he wants to build something that's completely external to the wall, I'm not sure that he would be allowed to do that. But the nature of their shutzbus is that they combined for the building of a wall. And therefore...
If Shimon also wanted to, he could do the same thing.
Correct. But again, if he wanted to, do something else up there, I don't know that he'd be able to do that. I don't know if they would go that far. So what's the pshat? Why does he have... Again, assuming that he puts up the roof, why does he have to pay? Why should he... So everybody keeps throwing out the svara of... Nah. Who cares? Okay, so he was Nana. Why does he have to be because he was Nana? What's the depth of that? The depth of that question is that Nana alone should not necessarily be a reason to pay. Why? So L'chora, I guess Tosos asks it the clearest. Says Tosos. Afa bishul enosa anshtikam gag nosa kol. Afa gav dizen nene vizelo chaser pater. Okay, so in that Afa gav, Tosos just told us what his question was. And he didn't formulate it as a question, but he told us the question was. What's his kasha? You're right! He's Nana. But Nana alone is not a reason to be Mechayev. Right? Nana alone is not a reason to be Mechayev. The reason to be mechayev is if it's me being nehne and you being chaser. But if we know that there is a rule that zenene v'zelo chaser is putter, which we established in Baba Kama and Daf Chaf, that zenene v'zelo chaser, if you're not losing out and I happen to be gaining, I don't have to pay for that. So isn't that exactly what's going on here anyway? You already put up the wall. You already put up the wall. So okay, so now I'm taking advantage of it. It doesn't cost you anymore because whether I'm so mechel kos acher or not so mechel kos acher, it's the same thing. Says Tosfos Mikom Makom, Kevin de Golidaiti de Nichole Bhagba, once he shows that he's happy with the raising of the roof, Chayev has to pay. Why? Very difficult answer, Tosos. What's the answer? What's the answer, Tosos? Tosos says, even though Zenen Avdil Chaser is Pater, in a case where you do something, like the Nikaf getting up, which is Megala your Das, that's worse. That's worse. Why is that worse? Why is that worse? Let's try those. So I might have said what Tosu says in the next answer, shot in this one. But since Tosfos gives it as the next answer, it's a little bit hard to believe that's his first answer. Let's see the next answer, and then we'll try to go back. The second answer Tosfos gives is, Inami, Hacha Zechaseru. Now, those words are very, very critical. Why are those words critical? Because Tosfos, by saying here, in the second answer is that maybe it's a case of Chaser, what does that reveal about the first answer? That's not the pshat, right? The second answer, again, there are two ways of answering this question. If the question is Zenen of Zelachaser is Pater, and here it's going to be Chayiv, you can answer one of two ways. Either you could say, it's Zenen of Zelachaser, but you're Chayiv anyway because of X, or you could say, no, the premise of the Kasha is that it's Zenen of Zelachaser, but that's not true. Really, it's Zenen of Zelachaser. Those are the two possible answers. And those obviously, is trying to give both. Right? So the second answer is that the premise of the question is wrong. You were assuming that it's Zenene, Vizelo Chaser. It's not true. It's not true. Why is it not true? Why is it not true? Chorid is true. And Chorid Zenene, Vizelo Chaser. It says to us, no.
Shigorim lo, Shekbi akotz on the Malabi Dal Ramos, Kadeshi lo yelo has a kriya b'shum inyan rimenu.
It's chaser, because if you ask Reuven, why did you build the wall? Why did you build the above Dal Ramos? What's Reuven going to say? Because of you. If you weren't there, and there wouldn't be any Hezekiah concern, then I wouldn't have built the wall. So I'm only building the wall because of you, and therefore I am chaser. If there's hezek ria, how come Shimon doesn't have to pay, even if there's no nehenah? Right? If Reuven is building the wall because of hezek ria, and that's why he's considered to be chaser, if I have the better money because hezek ria, why do you not have to pay? What's the answer? That's the words when Tosu says that I don't want you to have any hezek ria b'shum in you. What does that mean? What Tosu, I think, is saying is that there is objective hezek ria and there is subjective hezek ria. When it comes to what we would define as objective hezek ria, that's where Chazal stepped in and Chazal said, you got to do something about it. There is a takanas chachamim, neighbors, you have to build the wall up to Dalet Amos. Why? Because that is, we'll call it, real hezek ra'iya that most people are bothered by. We can't allow that to continue. There are individuals who are going to be concerned beyond that and going to want it, but there's no hezek ra'iya at all. That's fine. But I'm not making somebody else pay for that. That's not the takana stuff coming. But if it's nichale, you can't say he's not chaser. He's not chaser. Because the only reason that Reuben is extending the wall is because of Shimon. But chaser alone is not enough to be mechayiv. You need nehene as well. So again, the second edge notes is that it's not zenene v'ze lo chaser. It's zenene v'ze chaser. He's benefiting, and the guy is chaser. Why is he chaser? Because he wants zero hezek ra'iya. He wants zero hezek ra'iya. Al pi din. He's not entitled to that. He's not entitled to that. No, he's entitled to whatever he wants. He's just not entitled to force the other guy to pay for it. If he on his own wants to do it, kol hakavod. Kol hakavod. Yeah.
Why does that only come into effect when once Shimon builds a second wall?
Oh. Because, again, until Shimon builds a second wall, Reuven is chaser, but Shimon is lo nehena. There's no benefit to him. Right? This is lo nehena. The only way to make it into a chiyuv is to turn the lo nehena into a nehena. So once he builds the wall and shows that he is nehena, so now it's zenehena v'zechaser. Zenehena v'zechaser is going to be chayiv. Right? I have to pay money because of you, but I didn't do anything. The chachamim didn't require it, and I get no benefit. Then you're on your own. You're on your own. So that is answer number two in Tosfos. The question is, what was answer number one? So what we do know about answer number one, I think, right, is that it's not the pshat that you're chaser. The pshat is that it's zenene v'zeh lo chaser, and still you're going to be tired. And still you're going to be tired. And the question is why? What seems to be, and again, I can't articulate this probably as well as I should be able to, so maybe you guys can help me. There seems to be a distinction. Again, in a regular case of Zenana v'zeh lo chaser, let's say, again, it may not be true, but let's say it for now, right? I'm driving from here to Teaneck. I'm driving from here to Teaneck. And you need to go from here to Teaneck. And it doesn't cost me any more to take you in the car. Let's assume it doesn't, and there's no more wear and tear in the car. There's no gas. But I just don't take you. So that's what we call Zenana v'zeh lo chaser, right? There's a benefit to you, because now you're going to have to pay somebody else. You're going to have to pay the jitney or whatever else. I don't lose anything out, and that's called midas tom. Midas tom. So that's a classic case. But what's going on in that case? And by figuring that out, maybe you can see what the distinction is here. In that case of zenene v'zeh lo chaser, there was no. There was no expenditure that I took upon myself. Meaning, you're not profiting from any money that I spent. It's not the pshat that I saved you money on buying a car because I'm driving you. That's not the pshat in Zenana v'zeh lo chaser, in that case. Right? If you go back far enough, I guess that's how maybe you would buy a car. But that's not be'etzem what's happening. When he is putting up this wall, and I put up this wall next to it, and now I am chapping onto his wall, I am saving money from his expenditure. That is a reason to be mechayev. The language that some of the Achronim, Rav Shimon and Rav Shkapa tell you is, it's mamoni gabach. I mean, I've basically given you money. I did it anyway. Yes. But the fact that you were megala, that it was nicha lecha, shows that basically I invested money in you. If I have to invest money in you, and you show that there's a nana, even if I'm not more chaser, that in and of itself is a taina. There may be cases where it's not as clear. I think in the cases that I give kind of extreme cases. But normally Zenana Vilalakasa means that my benefit does not directly relate to the fact that you had any hotzah. But here, I am directly taking advantage of the fact for my own benefit of your expenditure. That is a taina, again, of what they call mamoni gabach. Basically, I invested money in your wall, and you're showing that's good for you. That you're mechuyev to pay for. Yeah.
In case you just brought up with driving, isn't that the same thing? Because like you are spending money on tolls and gas and whatever, so you are benefiting from the other person's money.
I don't think.
I don't know how to say it. I see the difference very clearly, but I want to make sure I can articulate the difference.
When.
When you decide that you want a shed in your property, and you're putting up this wall, and now you're taking advantage of the wall that I built, I am investing in your construction. I am investing in your construction. I might have had to do it anyway, but fundamentally, you are being megala that what I did and I wanted you to pay for was an investment in your construction. Getting you home when I'm going anyway is not an investment in anything that you're, you know, any venture that you're trying to do. So yes, is it saving you money? It is saving you money. But it is not that I am now inserting money into some venture that you have trying to accomplish. Right? Maybe that language of mamoni gabach. Right? You don't. It's not the shot that I'm putting money in your pocket. Nobody views it that way. Right? If you come up, if you get a ride with me, right, we don't view it as if I stuck $10 in your pocket. You saved $10, whatever the costs are. But it's not that I invested $10 and put $10 in your pocket. But basically, by you putting this wall here and you're doing this anyway, showing that you're needling, I basically put money into your pocket. I basically covered part of your construction costs. That's the chiluk that it seems like Tosfos is trying to get. And again, Tosfos seems to think that's the better shot. Right, Tosfos on that shot, I think, was a Kainir Ali. That seemed to be his preferred shot. Again, it requires probably a lot more learning the Sugya Bava Kamma and understanding Zenana and Vilavasa. Like this Svar of Rav Shimon is in Bava Kamma. It's not here. The application is here. But I think there's a Svar there. I think. Again, without that, it's very difficult to understand. Because again, it's clear, just from reading Tosfos, that the first shot of Tosfos is assuming that it is Zenana of Zeilo Chaser, and yet this is an exception, because he's saying the second shot is that it's not Zenana of Zeilo Chaser, it actually is Chaser. Is that good?
Yeah, it's good. It's just, I'm not understanding why it wouldn't, it's not, like, I mean, why is it moving, considered losing from the get-go? And right when he puts up that wall, he's already investing into the property, and so he's already being Chaser.
He's chaser, but not because of me. He's chaser because he decided he wants a tall wall.
So only once.
Yeah, no, chaser has to mean that. I mean, we're looking at things from the overall perspective. Because I put up this wall, right? My putting up this wall is hanah for me, but it's low chaser for him.
And you need both elements in order to make him chayav.
Right. Exactly. Again, it's a chiddush, and maybe it might be part of the previous sugya, but that's what we were struggling with in the previous sugya. Is nehana alone a reason to be mechayek somebody? Seems like you need more than just nehana. Okay. And that brings us, I think, to the final point, which is, why does he have to pay before he gets the hana? Why does he have to pay before he gets the hana? Which again, in some ways, is the more challenging part. So we started seeing the Ran yesterday. Let's look back at the Ran. Says the Ran.
You put another wall there and you didn't put the roof on yet. You pay and make him pay everything. Why? Once he showed that it's nichole with his construction, he acquires it immediately. The question is twofold. Why is that a gilui das that it's nichole before it was rufan? And why is he calling it l'alter? Shekeva shemachtiz makom akosu shalohu zafsalo chatzera ava mishlo omer l'avona tikna l'cha chatzera. The adas king b'no sheyir shalo kozman sheyir tzav. So he says like this. He seems to now be addressing the second issue first. Meaning, how is it Kona? So he basically seems to be describing some sort of Kinyan Chatzer. Right? Since it belongs to me. And again, I don't think this depends on the Chakira that we have between the Rosh and the Ritva. Meaning, the Maisa, it belongs to him for the purposes of being wall purposes and being Koned as a wall. So I don't think that we have to put the Ran into a corner in terms of this question. But he says, once you show that you're Nichole, then immediately your Chatzer is able to be Konet for you. Okay. But that doesn't answer the question. I mean, that answers one question. That's the practical, how does it happen? What's he bothered by? Usually, you need the Das Machne, right? The person who owns it, which is the Reuven, he has to tell you, be Konet. No, that's the general setup here is that their wall is there for the purpose of doing what you want with the wall. So that's not troublesome. What's troublesome is what is this Gilui Das? And maybe, as the Ran is about to say, maybe he's never going to end up putting the roof on. Dim Tomer, Ramayana Gagos Ako, Shema Sheyikra Esbeso, Lo Yosmo Karosa Boso Kosel, Ela Leruach Acher. So the Ran is making an assumption, and maybe this assumption is better and maybe part of the problem, my fault, and part of the problem that we're having trouble understanding what's going on here. The Ran says that, who says we're talking about a shed? A shed isn't so significant. Maybe it's an extension to your house. Meaning like this. He didn't say it in so many words, but that's definitely what he's saying. And maybe it helps explain it. This is my concern. My home comes over here. Now I'm going to build over here and have a shtickle extension. Shtickle extension is going to connect and we'll have a place and then the kids will come for Shabbos and they'll be able to stay there. A little guest house. Okay, so then what does the Ran say? Ran says, building a mechitza of a bayis is in and of itself, again, maybe there's a, the parents have built a house or something like that. Right? As the things are going up, there is a hana'a already, even when it's not complete. There's a lot of stress also. But there is, as you see those walls going up, there is a hana'a. This is part of the project. Does it mean that everything is going to, no, it doesn't. Does it mean it's ever going to be finished? No, it doesn't. But does that mean that I'm not clear in my mind the hana that I want? Says the Ran, I build a mechitza of that's potentially going to be a mechitza of my bias. That's a hana now. I might not put the roof on it.
I might not finish the extension. I might run out of money. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay, there's a gilui das. And a gilui das that it's nichalei already exists now. Because that's the nature of construction. There's a hana'a. Again, maybe not in a full nana. Yeah, even in a nana sense, right? Because it's even going to require you to pay. There is a hana'a that you're gilui das, that this is what you want to be doing, and you're already on the way. You're already building.
This is like a mental nana.
I think he's going to say not. Oh yeah, meaning the gilui das.
It's more like a lack of excitement. I mean, benefiting from the excitement of the concept that the project will be finished.
Again, it's very clear that the way most of the Rishonim are learning, and again, I don't want to back myself too much into a corner of mental versus practical, they're all saying that it's based on gilui das. Right? Megala daikta denichalei. As soon as I show that it's dichali, then either that's already part of the hana, or that's enough that I have to, that I now have to pay for it. That's enough that I have to pay for it. Why? Because I want it. And if I want it, and my, as the Ram, I'm going to say, my kosel is set up for it, then my chatzer is konet for me. But so the answer might be to this whole thing is that maybe my example was what threw us off. A shed, okay, you might say a shed is not so significant. A bias, right? I think that's exactly what he's saying. Let's read the lesson again. Yishlom rafilach ad mikomokom nasa kosel zem mechitza lebeso. V'hachi tanya b'tel sefta. Ha'isa smukha l'chatzero, if it's next to his chatzer, afi shal nasa tzeker lo suruch, no sin lo yitzah shal kosel b'shoa shubona. Right, you pay for your construction also while you're doing it. But I think that the main point, mikomokom nasa kosel zem mechitza lebeso. If you don't put the roof on, this is a mechitza to your house. It's never going to be part of my house. I mean, I hope it is. That's enough of a gilui das. And that gilui das is going to be good enough. In the end, it might not happen. It might not happen. Things don't always go according to plan. But that doesn't mean that there's no gilui das right now. Is there a gilui das of hana? Zot daran, absolutely. Absolutely. And that, l'chora, I think answers all of our questions. For the most part. I think we can go into Shabbos a little bit more benachas with the sugya. And Amir Tzashem will look at